We're tracking a massive illegal business as it passes through a tiny country. The country is Guinea-Bissau, and it's especially valuable to drug cartels. Yesterday on Morning Edition, we reported from South America, the source of much of the world's cocaine. Tomorrow, we will report from a major destination, Western Europe. Today, we visit a spot roughly between the two. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports from an African waste station.
Guinea-Bissau does not generally make headline news. It was once a Portuguese colony until the Liberation War drove out the colonial masters and led to independence in 1973. Located on the far western coastal curve of Africa, with a history of coups and chronic instability, Guinea-Bissau ranks among the poorest countries in the world. It has fishing, timber, agriculture, and now, drugs. White powder, hurricane of white powder. Those are the lyrics of a song by the leading composer, Achuchi, who goes on to say cocaine is now in fashion. But here in the capital, Bissau, you don't see pushers peddling coke in small packets on street corners. Drug trafficking is much more sophisticated, and Guinea-Bissau is just a way station. Europe is the final destination for South America's hard drugs, and it's all about geography.
The cocaine cartels understand that it's harder to try to pass cocaine mules in an airplane because upon their arrival in Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam or in Barajas Airport, they will be detected. So they try to do it through West Africa.
Amado Philip de Andres is the deputy head of the regional United Nations Office on Drugs and Organized Crime in West Africa. It is trying to help Guinea-Bissau against becoming a transit hub for drug smugglers.
The traffickers see that this is a country which is very permeable. They can arrive and they can actually do pretty much what they please. There is also this perception, mostly in Latin America and in other parts in the world, that it's easier to corrupt public officials in West Africa than it could be in any other part in the world.
The UN reckons that almost a fifth of all cocaine seized in Europe and smuggled by air last year came from West Africa, including Guinea-Bissau. Justice Minister Carmelita Barbosa Pires.
Guinea-Bissau is being used as a storage warehouse for these drugs. This does not mean we are a narco state. We don't plant or grow cocaine. People here can't even afford to buy or use drugs. Europe and the international community should seriously help Guinea-Bissau's judicial police combat narco-trafficking.
That's a tall order. To the clatter of a manual typewriter, I arrived at the dusky pink, freshly painted, but shabby headquarters of the Criminal Investigation Police in downtown Bissau. This run-down capital is a lush, green city with rutted roads, decaying colonial homes, and no regular supply of electricity and running water. The judicial police don't have even the basic resources for a modern-day criminal investigation.
It's true that in Guinea-Bissau, the struggle against narco-trafficking is tough work.
Lucinda Barbosa Aucarier, head of the Criminal Investigation Police, she says they're facing huge challenges.
It's difficult because we don't have all the sophisticated equipment we need for cocaine detection in Guinea-Bissau. Recently, we received 3 computers, a photocopier, and desks to train our law enforcement officers.
The UN reckons Guinea-Bissau needs up to $15 million to fully equip the police. The force shares one vehicle, no walkie-talkies or body armor, and has no handcuffs. Weigh that against drug lords armed with sophisticated weapons, technology, and, of course, money. And there's another problem, says the UN's Amado Philip de Andres.
Guinea-Bissau is a country, it's the only country I know of in Africa with no prison. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
The main prison was destroyed during the civil war in the late 1990s. So the detention center at police headquarters is the main lockup in Guinea-Bissau. That's where, this summer, 2 Colombians were detained on suspicion of drug-related charges. This was after allegedly being found with arms and explosives, plus a blackboard diagram listing government and military members. But both were released in September. This clearly irritated the Justice Minister, Carmelita Pires.
We spent 3 weeks asking the international community to assist us with the extradition of these two Colombian citizens. Unfortunately, this didn't happen. It was neither a government nor a judicial police decision that resulted in the Colombians being released.
Everybody knows that there are many, many important people involved in the narco-trafficking here in Guinea-Bissau.
Agnello Regala is the station manager at Radio Bombolón FM in Bissau.
I'm a journalist. I know that it happens. The president don't know, the army don't know, the security don't know, the government don't know. They know. Why they don't take measures to cut this situation? You have to ask them.
But Guinea-Bissau government and military officials deny allegations of high-level involvement in drug smuggling. Army spokesman Colonel Arsenio Balde.
Well, I don't think anybody has this evidence to prove that officials in this country are involved in this. I don't think so. But we are now involved in a serious fight against this drug smuggling.
Yet that doesn't quite explain a sudden apparent boom in the construction of luxury homes on the outskirts of Bissau. Or the latest models of expensive cars swerving potholes on the streets of Bissau. Many residents say they smell money in the air. The regional representative of the UN Office Against Drugs and Crime, Antonio Mazzitelli, warns that the international community must take action now to avoid the possible destabilization of the whole of West Africa.
The money that is generated through drug trafficking can affect democratic rules, can finance rebellions, and perpetuate corruption or bad governance.
With their uplifting anthem about dedicated officers fighting crime, Guinea-Bissau's judicial police soldiers on. But everyone seems to agree that if they're to succeed, they must have urgent international assistance in their war against cocaine. Meanwhile, Guinea-Bissau remains poor, unstable, and desperately vulnerable. Ofebi Akwistarkton, NPR News, Bissau.
That country has no prisons, but does have a detention center, which you can tour at npr.org. In tomorrow's report, we go to Spain, which has become the world's leading per capita consumer of cocaine.